South Dakota wheat farmers are no stranger to drought. In fact, drought impacts wheat production somewhere in the U.S. every year. But a new technology bringing drought tolerance to wheat was deregulated recently by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and research may soon begin in the United States exploring the trait. The drought-tolerant trait is called HB4 and was developed by an Argentine company, BioSeries. It takes drought-tolerance genes from sunflowers and transfers them to wheat. Dalton Henry with U.S. Wheat Associates explains the U.S. wheat industry is supportive of the technology.
We understand that some customers may have concerns or preferences for non-genetically modified wheat, and we're willing and able to work and meet those preferences. But at the end of the day, our farmers need options, and they need all the tools in the toolbox that they can get, and that includes traits like HB4.
Transgenic wheat is not new to the U.S., with glyphosate-tolerant wheat explored in this country 25 years ago. However, consumer perceptions shelved the technology. Since then, Henry states, transgenic traits have been accepted for human use in rice, papaya, and potatoes.
The world moved on and actually did commercialize GM traits in products that people eat every day, even more directly than they eat wheat.
While HB4 is not a silver bullet, data from 3 years of field trials in Argentina shows when drought limits yields to less than 30 bushels per acre, varieties with HB4 technologies produced 38% more than non-HB4 lines. Join Dakota Farm Talk again Monday for projections when HB4 might become available for U.S. farmers. For the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.